We're going to begin with Kina number 9. Echa sifarti merashosai yishlichu. In the Torah, in two different places, in Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo, the Torah lists a whole list of curses and plagues that will befall the Jewish people if they don't follow in the ways of Hashem. Parshas Bechukosai starts off with brachos, blessings that we will receive if we follow in the ways of Hashem. And then it is followed by 49 different curses, plagues, that will occur if we don't follow in His ways. This kina describes the horrible things, how horrible things befell the Jewish people in place of receiving those brachos. The Kliyaka writes in Parshas Kisavo that there's two differences that we find between the two different tochachas. The one of Bechukosai, the first difference is that in Bechukosai, there are 49 plagues, curses that come about, while in Parshas Kisavo, there's double, 98. The second difference is that in Bechukosai, the one with 49, it's written in plural, while in Kisavo, it's written in the singular. Why the difference between the plural to the singular? Why the difference between 49 to double 98? And the Kliyakar explains that something monumental occurred in between the two different parashios. That is that B'nai Yisrael accepted responsibility, they accepted arvus for everyone else's spiritual well-being. When a person sins, so he has a choice. There are 49 gates of understanding, Memtes Shari Bina, to understanding Hashem's ways. And instead of sinning, instead of following in that direction, he could choose any of the 49 ways to understand Hashem better and to do what's right. But when he sins and he doesn't choose any of the 49, he's punished with these 49 plagues and curses. Originally, all the Jewish people would have to sin. You'd need everyone to sin in order to get this large national punishment. So it's written in the plural, because he needed everyone involved. But once we accepted responsibility, once we accepted arvus, that it's not just about me and my personal well-being, my personal growth, I want to perfect myself, I want to achieve great heights, but I'm also responsible and worried about the other person. What's going on with him? How's he doing? Is he going in the right direction as well? So then every single individual, and that's why it's written in singular, could get all of the different curses and klalos from everyone. Because it's not just my responsibility, my 49, but it's everyone else's it's everyone else's sins and everyone else's ways of conduct as well. And therefore, they're 98. 49 for me and 49 from the other people. How important is it for us to remember that it's not about our own self-perfection only, but it's about all of Klal Yisrael. It's about everyone. Rav Moshe ben Machir was a Kabbalist in Tzfat in the 1500s, and he wrote a very commonly used sefer called the Seder Hayom. It's quoted in Halacha, and he basically goes through the different parts of the year, the different parts of the day, different customs, different halachos that a person falls into over Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, all the time. You just walk, you look it up, and it tells you exactly the special customs and the halachas of the day. In Tisha B'Av, again, he talks about the basic customs, it's a halachic work, but then he sticks in a very, very powerful few paragraphs, which I'd like to read. This was read, it was said over from Rav Chaim Brim, who's a student of the Chazon Ish, beyond a chassid, and he said as follows, the Seder Yom says, again, don't forget, this is written 450, 500 years ago, and he writes, says from the Tochacha, the curse is to explain why everything that's befalling us nowadays, that we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we have Tzaros, we have difficulties, we have pain, because we have not yet come back. We have not returned. V'imkein eichlo ya'or kol ha'adam, es liba lomar b'shalonu ara gadol ha'azos. A person should realize that it's because of us, our ways, nechbasa d'rachidu v'nachkora. So every person should realize this and say, we got to get better, we have to change, we have to try to get closer to Hashem, to get rid of all these difficulties. And then he writes, v'lo ish achad, v'lo beiz yasu zos. It's not enough for one guy to change his ways, for two guys to change his ways. Kimato elas la'am, b'shiva yechidim. What's the point? How does it help the entire nation if a few people in this room do tshuva? Because all it does is help them personally. But if the entire nation, the rest of everyone else, have not come back, so what does it help? Any person that fears God has to gather the people that don't know, that are far away, that are empty. This one should grab 10, this one should grab 20. He should teach them the proper ways and bring them close to Hashem. And then Tale Arucha Umar Pelachom Akoseinu. Then we'll have a worldwide national tshuva movement, and it'll take away all of the pain. Lutzaraseinu. Biskadi Shem Shemayim will create Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name. Beina Merubim Beina Yechidim, by the many and by the individuals. Ve'elu Machzikim B'das La'akima La'rima Heim Nakraim Amudi Shemayim. Those people that take this on and they worry about all the other people, the responsibility for all the Jewish people, they're called the pillars of Hashem, the pillars of Shemayim. They mitzukei aretz vehem amidim es kol alam kulo, and they're holding the whole world up. Ve'ishlem schus k'moshe rabbeinu. They have the merit to be like Moshe, bedoro asher zacha v'zikes arabim, who himself purified himself but also helped purify everyone else. He becomes a partner with Hashem in the creation and the keeping the world going. If a person says, look, I want the easy, I want it to be comfortable, I'll stay in my house, I'll learn, I'll do good things. Lo zu haderech haretzuyah b'einei Hashem. This isn't the way that Hashem wants. Ki eino dome azochel liknos lasos nefashos harbe lekarvim tachas kanfi shchina. Because he can't compare someone who has the merit to bring so many other people under Hashem's wing. K'moshu mizakes nafsho yechida v'achirim behemus yiro. Can't compare such a person to someone who just works to purify himself and leaves everyone else like the animals to just go ahead and pasture. The person who does that, doesn't care about other people, who knows what will be his judgment? He had the ability, he had the potential to affect so many. From sin, and to save them from death because of all their evil. Give them life. Because of him that all the bad occurred. And the old need is what everyone did. All the righteous people. They'd gather people together to teach them of the ways of Hashem. And teach them the way to go. And therefore all of the ways that the person went about is all dependent on this person that inspired them, and his reward is great. An amount of reward that we can't even fathom. This is what a person is supposed to be worried about and pained about. The one who fears Hashem, liyoso doeg yom Tisha B'Av. Says this is what a person is supposed to be doeg, worried about in Tisha B'Av. Al chilul Hashem, on the desecration of God's name, v'chilul Torah, on the Torah, v'chorban Beisel, destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, ubizas amo v'shafluso, the Jewish people are downtrodden, kol hazman, all the time, the anti-Semitism, the difficulties that we endure, hazeh ha'aruch v'animshach, doesn't stop. A person should take time to think about this. Try to go ahead and help this way. Again, written in the 1500s, it says this is what a person is supposed to worry about and think about in Tisha B'Av. It's not just about our own ways. We spoke about last night, our own connection to Hashem, to others, to ourself. But it's thinking a little bigger, or a lot bigger, about the tremendous Chil Hashem that exists. Because people don't know, people are far away, and the suffering that is a result of it. And therefore, this kino, which is about how we gave up the brachos, we gave up the blessings because of our ways, we have to try to change that. And as we focus on this kino, recognize how bad that is, and take upon ourselves that we should change the direction. That by inspiring others and realizing our responsibility for others, it's not just about ourselves, but it's about every person in B'nai Yisrael, that we'll be able to flip the kina and actually be zocha to the brachos that are there.